Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the 32nd week in Ordinary Time, and from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled, Our Great Worth.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the disciples, Just as it was in the days of Noah, so too it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking, marrying and being given in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed all of them. Likewise, just as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But on the day that Lot left Sodom, it rained fire and sulfur from heaven and destroyed all of them. It will be like that on the day that the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, anyone on the housetop who has belongings in the house must not come down to take them away. And likewise, anyone in the field must not turn back. Remember Lot's wife, though she turned back and she got turned into a pillar of salt. Those who try to make their life secure will lose it, but those who lose their life will keep it. I tell you, on that night, there will be two in one bed. One will be taken and the other left. There will be two women grinding meal together. One will be taken and the other left. Then they asked him, Where? Lord, Jesus said to them, Where the corpse is, there will the vultures gather. The Gospel of the Lord. Two young men, we'll call them Sean and David, were enjoying a very difficult mountain hike, and after a few hours, they found themselves at a point where the ascent was close to vertical. This, by the way, is a true story. I'm just changing the names. So the ascent was close to vertical, but they weren't fazed. It was a good challenge. And they went for it, so they continued on. It was a glorious day. They stopped for a bit to catch their breath, and there they are, chatting and resting, toes in the rock and fingertips holding firmly in a fissure in the rock above their heads. Suddenly, David's foothold crumbles, and in the middle of a word, he plunges thousands of feet straight down to his death. It's a free fall. In 2 or 3 seconds, he is gone. A very good young man has lost his life. What did Jesus say? One will be taken and the other will be left. Sean is dazed, stunned. To the end of his life, he will never forget this moment. Or remember how he got down from that place. What I want to take from this gospel is the value of our lives. Our value in the eyes of God. Where the corpse is, there will the vultures gather. Jesus is, like a true Semitic person, wanting to get his hearers, that's us, attention. It's like, don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait right now until everything is crumbling, until the vultures gather around us. It makes me think of Pope Francis in his latest letter to us, Laudate Deum. That's the title of the letter. Our magnificent Pope simply assumes his title of Father, addressing as of right the whole human family, every tribe and tongue and people and nation, in a passionate plea to wake up and face the fact of the climate crisis we are in now. He tried 8 months ago in Laudato Si, but no action was taken in the international community. So here we are with another letter in which he explicitly asks for action. Here is a quote. He is addressing, like such a good father, he's addressing, quote, the global imbalance that is provoking the warming of the planet. He goes on, the reality is that a low, richer percent of the planet, that's us, contaminates more than the poorest 50% of the world's total population put together. Please, please, dear friends, get a copy of this letter, Laudate Deum. What I ask of you is to go online and get it. It's very concrete, simple, easy reading. Read it. Weep over it. Pray over it. Maybe write some letters. Even go out and demonstrate. God bless you. Amen.